Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly, and the average age is death. Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine. Nobody's having a good time, 'cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
.985 The Sports Hub. I won't bore you with all the details, but I did live in Brookline from 2006 to 2007. It was the worst place I've ever lived, Washington Square. When they got scooters, I said, this is the worst place to possibly have the idea of giving motorized scooters out. People complain about everything. Fast forward to about a year later, and indeed, people are complaining about everything. And, Rich, we have not been disappointed.
No. Let's start with something, however, that is not a 911 contest, because it is Judgment Day in Brookline. They are having to make a decision on whether or not they're going to continue to keep these scooters in town. And there was a very big city council meeting that happened 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. And there are decisions to be made. And matter of fact, there's a lot of people on both sides of it. And shall we go to the city council meeting on scooters to one of the residents to see what he has to think about these brand new things all over town?
Yes.
I've lived in Brookline for over 35 years. When Winston Churchill saw the hordes coming in to Europe, he didn't say, oh, there's a lot of Nazis in Poland and France and so on and so forth. We better let them in. That's not what he said. He said, no way. This town is supposed to be, from what I read over the last, since this contract was signed, we're a bellwether that's supposed to be leading the way about what's going to happen with electric scooters.
All right, so he just compared World War II to electric scooters?
He just compared the emergence of electric scooters on Brookline to the emergence of Nazis into Europe.
Yes, when the Nazis started to take over Poland and these other in France, he said to himself, Brookline is not like that. Who is our Winston Churchill? Who will fight for our rights?
I just like when he goes, Winston Churchill. No, Winston Churchill said, no way. I think those were his words, actually. No way.
Winston Churchill said, wait a second.
Hey, I know.
These Nazis are getting pretty close.
That's quite the opening.
And you know, again, there was like a clock ticking in the background, and he had a glass of scotch, and he was crumpling up papers, and like throwing him, no! Get me my leather-bound books!
So it said, what is Kurt Schilling doing at the city council meeting?
No, Kurt Schilling was like, and the problem was, Churchill didn't say, come on down! No, Schilling's like, oh, if I could go back in time and kill Churchill.
Somebody said nothing like a World War II Axis invasion reference to kick off a city council meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
In the region. Well, we know about the electric scooters that they came in and arrogantly and duplicitously
started creating a master race of scooters. You see them bending and shaping and shifting. A master race of people that can ride the scooters while the rest of us are trapped, left behind. How long until the scooters rule? And the pedestrians. are forced to hide in their homes.
Who will take down the Nazis? I mean Scooters. Me!
These master race of hipsters going to and fro on electric scooters.
Well, we know about the electric scooters that they came in and arrogantly and duplicitously dumped their scooters on the streets of Somerville and dumped them on the streets of Cambridge. And what did Somerville and Cambridge do? They said, get the hell out.
They had some balls on them. Somerville and Cambridge, they were the ones who fought back.
Oh, yeah.
They were the bellwethers. They weren't France laying down, waiting for the U.S. to come in and save the day. They said, no way.
No. And yet, these very things of who the people are that are riding these scooters, who are they? Anybody with an eye
can see they're wizards. With the human eye, one knows a wizard of evil controls the machine that floats down the avenue. Look at who's riding these Nazis. Every one of them. Nazis with well-kept beards and ironic mustaches. I myself, as a German Methodist, feel very, very much like a Nazi, a Jew in Poland before World War II.
Who are they?
Who are they? I'm asking. They come on board.
Who are they? Anybody with an eye can see that 85 to 90% of them are people between 18 and 30 years old.
As I like to call them, Nazi whippersnappers.
Who, by the way, also live there.
Yeah, well, like, Rich,
I guess they just don't care.
You're encouraging the young people to move to Brookline.
So it sounds like Sam Kidd isn't back to school. It does.
It does.
Yes. It does sound like him.
Oh, these kids with their bubble gum and train cards.
That's the demographic who's riding them. You don't see many 45 or 50-year-old people riding these scooters. Give me a break. Is this a fun park for young people?
Is this a Disneyland for people? Well, you're giving people something they enjoy. Next thing, what will there be, barnyard dances? Have we turned our back on everything civilized? I walked into my farmhouse yesterday and found a lad doing gymnastics. Then I went up to Brookline High and there were two people with tractors riding against each other. A frustrated young man in a sleeveless t-shirt. Jumping and flying around in the hay. The boy was from Chicago. Obviously, the seduction, the siren song of the scooter brought him in.
What's the trade-off with all the trauma, all the upsetness throughout this town? Why does this 20-something subset, which is using these things basically for fun, have any right to traumatize the 80% of the people in the rest of the subset?
You know, these baseball diamonds got a bunch of 12-year-olds on them.
I mean, they've had calls on that.
What is this? What is our park money supposed to go to? Why does it go to places where you can sit and feed ducks? Look at these kids. Look at this damn slide. What's the average age of the kid on the slide? Ooh, la-di-da, I had a kid.
It doesn't have to come to Brookline. And if Brookline puts its foot down and say, no, our people don't have to be traumatized by this. Our people don't have to be living in fear walking down the sidewalks.
It really is like Nazi Germany. You got to be in fear. You never know when the Fuhrer is going to come around.
On a scooter.
Well, you know Adolf Hitler would just jam up on a scooter. Before, there you go, Heil, and be like, hang on a second. Let me park this thing. He'd go down. If you ever went down to his underground, like a fortress, his tunnels, you'd just be zooming around on a scooter. Sup, guys? Oh, yeah. Who's that actress I used to bang?
I don't know.
What? He was with some actress. I can't remember her name. Come on, Dan, you know these things. I have no time to Google. All right, let's hear the end of this guy.
Our kids don't have to be in danger of being run over, as I almost was coming over here walking past Trader Joe's on the sidewalk.
Trader Joe's
down. Trader Joe's is just, it seems like that's the circle of all.
Yeah,
all
Trader Joe's is, that's the spot.
There's a lot of Nazis in Poland and France and so on and so forth. We better let them know.
That's how that's how Hitler got Eva Braun. Is that he pulled up on a scooter.
That's right. He was like, what's up there? Double bubble looking for some trouble? Right.
He's like, let's listen to some ragtime and hang out.
Is this a fun park for young people?
Fun.
Our kids don't have to be in danger of being run over, as I almost was coming over here walking past Trader Joe's.
Somebody said 100% this guy hands out toothpaste on Halloween.
Or 100% he locks the door and turns off all the lights.
Oh, sure. Oh, totally.
Wait, I'm looking for the one thing where you
come on in.
Is this a fun park for young people?
Why can't it be a fun park for old people where they give you megaphones to complain?
It essentially
Who
is.
Are they?
There's a thing.
Who are they?
So is it someone tells me this guy is married to the woman who called a kid stupid for making a dust cloud on the baseball diamond?
Philip, there's someone on the lawn.
Who are they?
You know who they are?
There's a lot of Nazis in Poland and France and so on and so forth. Who's better than this?
All right, well, let's get to the 911 calls right after that. We have a fresh batch of them, real 911 calls.
Brick Base sounds recorded.
Hello, I live on Coolidge Park, and it's an on-leash park. After 9, there are 6 dogs off-leash. It's at Russell and Columbia, the park.
Okay. We'll check it out.
Great, thank you.
So they're so sick of it now. They're just like, I'm not even going to have this discussion with you. You're calling about dogs.
Now he turns off the lights.
Yeah. The quickest call in the history of Brookline 911. Like, she's like, I'm not even having this.
No, he just...
Really? I'm not even going to deal with this one.
No, his apartment looks over the dog park. He went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, made the call, and then turned off the lights and went to bed.
You missed the time. You see, they're off leash until 9 a.m. And then 9 a.m., it's past it. So, can you call a cop and have him come out here and put these dogs
Some people read before they go to bed. Some people meditate, and others have the great great satisfaction of, getting someone busted for having the dog off a leash. All right, I'm going to 4. All right, I am there. All right, Rich, any setup for this?
Nope, just a strange one.
Hi. So I live in Brookline, and I have a cat who's, like, strictly an indoor cat.
Cool.
All right.
I like it. Less likely to get hit by a car.
Strictly indoors.
Strictly indoors, which is how I do my boot knocking, wink. I'll take it to the outside. Nature style.
I have a cat who's, like, strictly an indoor cat. And she's, like, currently missing.
Okay.
Which is very bizarre because, you know, I live in a 3-story building.
How long has she been missing?
Since I got home from work, I haven't seen her. And I also have weird feeling, like, I don't, obviously don't want to, like, accuse anyone of taking her or anything, but Wednesday, our fire alarm kept going off, and the landlord sent a maintenance man who took, like, a very strong, kind of, like, bizarre liking to her, and he was, like, just a little, like, off-putting, like...
Meow too. Meow too movement. One of his names was Richard Gere.
Sure. Somebody who's really interested in your cat.
Get on your hog.
Hey, I heard the... Whoa.
Chase still.
Do you have like a rock song? Like just a clip of a rock song? Yeah.
Sure, I get one.
Hey, the fire alarm's broken. Whoa. Look at that perfect specimen. Meow too. You get it?
Yes,
yeah, I do.
Pretty funny. See, it's take on the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. Doing to the cat.
Right.
Hey, what's the deal with the fire alarm? Okay, no fire, no sweat. Get me a ladder. I'm going to go up. What?
Meow.
Whoa. No way, a tabby. Sweet. Look at her walk around the back of the couch. Hey, you, laying in the windowsill. Getting some sun, are you? Yeah, me too. I like the way the sun shines through the window. Warms me up.
Somebody said it was a scooter-riding Nazi that took the cat.
Nah, it was me.
Want a bowling shirt covered in skulls.
Yep.
They got it.
It's an excellent point, Reggie. Yeah, he comes into the... Whoa, Zihuahua. Look at that fluff. Oh, I'd eat its fur balls.
What?
I'd eat its fur balls.
Okay. Right. What'd you think he said?
I don't know. The ones it throws up. It's like saying I drink her bath water.
Ah.
It's a way of saying how outrageously pretty the cat is.
Yeah, stupid.
Oh, I saw her on the back of the sofa. She's getting sun from the window. I said, hey, lady, would you mind if I robbed you behind the ear? And then I started to hear her purring. And then I knew it was time to make my move. I took a knife and turned her into food.
What? What just happened there?
I heard a noise, and I knew it was time to make my move.
Are you the cat, Jay Stewart, or what? Who are you now?
I'm doing winger.
Took another left turn, man.
I did it this way. I said, oh, I saw sparks fly when I saw her move. When she made that sound, I knew it was time to make her food.
Okay. Jesus. So everyone's saying 100% the cat's dead.
Yeah. Oh, I saw sparks fly from the back of the couch. Oh, yeah. I'm going to pretend to be a mouse.
And I also have weird feeling, like I don't, obviously I don't want to like accuse anyone of taking her anything, but Wednesday our fire alarm kept going off and the landlord sent a maintenance man who took like a very strong kind of like bizarre liking to her. And he was like just a little like off-putting, like, I know that man has a key our apartment.
Okay. I'll have an officer come out to speak to you about the maintenance man issue and all of that, okay?
Thanks, bye.
I mean, it just the fact... Immediately when I heard that, I just...
You take his mask off.
Of course you do.
So after you've hit the 10th, 11th, 12th curb stomp, what do? You take the mask off.
I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
What's up, 98.5 The Sports Hub pukes. This is the Frady's Brothers. You can try to silence Pete, but Andrew's got a big mouth. Let's get to it. Welcome to Foxborough, where the play is play, and Zolak rides the bench like every day. Club seats, hat sheets, see the crafts rolling. Zolak won't sleep until he's done trolling.
The
party don't start till Zolak leaves.
He keeps begging coach to play like pretty, pretty please.
You couldn't hack it down in Miami, so you come back north to suck up to Poppy.
Oh, yeah.
Career backup who likes to party, but he can't get a call back from his boy Freddie T.
Oh.
Bledsoe, too busy. Now go hang with your girl, Josie.
Shut up, Wallach.
Freddie T, you ain't off the hook.
Nah.
Sit back and read a book. Books have words, which lead to verbs you can use on the show, you mumbling turd. Uh-oh, what's this?
So where's his sunglasses indoors? Why is that? Why is that?
So no one can see. Show ponies. Backups. Pete wanted me to give a message. Zoe, you're deader than my brother was 2 weeks ago.
Oh!
Freeze Brothers. Freeze Brothers. Out. Out.
985, the Sports Hub. That is the voice of Andrew Frades, whose brother Pete Frades, you know, the man behind the Ice Bucket Challenge to defeat ALS, a proud member of the Boston College baseball team, who I was talking to Andrew before, have actually got a place to play now. They're not playing in a parking lot.
They are not, no. And it's a gorgeous stadium, and they're actually putting a new facility next to the stadium for indoor baseball and basketball so they can practice year-round, and that's going to be named after Pete Frades, my brother.
Oh, that's fantastic. Awesome. Do you miss sitting in the garage, though? Because those are some of the best seats in the house.
You couldn't sit in the garage. I mean, you could stand.
It was Shea Field, man. That's it.
You could stand and throw beer cans down.
I know. That's right.
There was some heckling going on for those right fielders from Georgia Tech and Clemson. And,
oh, sure.
Yeah.
You just had to dodge falling beer cans. And when you're with little kids, you're like, all right, okay.
My brother always joked around and said he would be picking up chicken wings in between innings because from the football season. Yeah.
All right, so you've got this thing coming up. You got a couple things coming up. I mean, it always seems like you guys not only with the Ice Bucket Challenge, but I mean, any chance you can to raise awareness for ALS or anything, like, I mean, you got the Pines for Pete, you got all this stuff, but you know, all of these are great charities or great events. So what's the next one you got coming up?
Next one is Pete's Park 5K, okay. November 3rd. In Beverly, in Lynch Park, just go to petespark.org and you can sign up. It's the biggest 5K on the North Shore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you amazed when you have these people who have done research for years on ALS giving your family credit for advancements in their research because of the money that was raised because of Pete?
I was going to say, we only raised $200 million for him. So hopefully,
is that where we're at? Jeez,
they stopped counting after 6 weeks from the Ice Bucket Challenge. And my dad and our family, you know, we say we ballpark a half a billion dollars.
Oh, my gosh. That is just ridiculous. Yeah. That's awesome.
It really is. And the researchers are working so hard, and we're so proud of them. And there have been some progression in terms of drugs being made. But, you know, we're hoping to see a finish line soon.
That's awesome. That's great. And the book that you guys had out, too, I know that was a big deal. We had who's the people who
Casey
wrote it?
Casey Sherman and Dave Wedge.
That's right. We had them both in studio to talk about it as well. And that's been selling very well.
Yep, it sure has. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, okay.
And the next event that I got to plug is the Plunge for Pete. It's on Pete's birthday, 12/28. So we jump in the Atlantic Ocean in the middle of December. It's a great, great time.
Okay, so you...
Can I just say no and give money?
So
yes, you can.
You've done that. Haven't you done something of that nature?
I did. There's one on Thanksgiving. It's like the turkey plunge that you do. But I did it once, and dude, it sucks.
Like, so we've been really lucky with weather for the past 5 or 6 years, but 1 year was 6 degrees. It was so cold.
What happens to your body? Like when you go, do you have to did you submerge your head or did you?
You're actually warmer in the water. So you want to stay in the water because the water is about 30 degrees. And then once you get out, you have to throw a bathrobe on, a towel, and it is so cold. Your feet, you have to wear some shoes.
It's funny you say that. My feet were the worst part of it.
It's so bad. I don't know.
And then the beach is packed. So where do I go from there?
Yeah. So we do it at Bass Rocks Country Club.
Oh, okay.
It's right next to Good Harbor Beach up in Gloucester.
Okay.
And they have been great to us. And there's a little bit of liquid heat as well.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
you got to have a little bit. Now, Fred, remember when you were telling the story about how you went to the get your physical? And you could have cracked an egg on
my scrotum.
On your scrotum.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's the same type of situation. If you that
I would
water.
Challenge that you could be in any temperature of water that would have made your balls shrivel like mine.
I don't know if it would have been quite as dense, but it was definitely a situation maximum shrinkage.
There would have been a magnifying glass involved to know anything was going on.
Well, that's.
We got the idea from the Southie Plunge. So my brother lived in Southie in his young 20s, and he did it on, well, I think it's New Year's Day.
Okay.
Make
sure you take care of this guy, okay?
All right, Zolak.
He's on our show.
I know. I said, make sure you take care of him. All the people out there listening.
Zolak is Zolak's the man, yeah.
Pines for Pete. Yep. That's right up your alley. Drink it.
You guys.
Ever since I cut back on drinking, you are all over me about my drinking.
Oh,
let's go.
Did you go cold turkey, Fred?
Yeah, kind of.
On certain Saturdays, he's cut it.
I know a guy who I saw a friend of mine on Wednesday. He went 40 days.
Oh,
for his 40th birthday.
What shape is he in?
mean, it still looks the same to me. I mean, all he said was how bad it sucked. But he smokes a ton of weed, so it doesn't count.
All right, I got you.
I mean, like, if you like smoking weed, it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he just smoked weed the whole time. Doesn't count.
No.
I tried. I don't like it. I still don't like it. I've been trying for 30 years. I never liked
to enjoy smoking weed.
Yes.
Yeah. Rich, what place did I come in for the rap?
Oh, you killed it. Like, you were...
Hearing it back, I was like, those are some pretty good rhymes, you know?
Oh, dude. The Zola insults were great. I mean, that was the killer. And also, the line at the end, because remember, if you didn't understand that final line, you're deader than my brother was. Who was the reporter who falsely reported that your brother...
Mike Barnacle,
Mike Barnacle falsely reported that he had died. And I remember it was so great because Pete tweeted out the video with Pearl Jam's Alive playing, amazing. And it's just him smiling after that happened. Yeah. I mean, that line was a killer, too. So you guys had some great stuff in there. I think, because ultimately, Sarah Underwood won, Felger's wife, because she ripped on Felger. But you were right there, like top three, at least.
Had to be.
Yeah, without a question.
All right, I'll pat myself on the back.
All right, let's talk about Pete's Park. What's the deal?
So Pete's Park is a park in our neighborhood that we grew up in, Beverly. The neighborhood is now turning over to younger families.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple moms in the neighborhood, they wanted their kids to play on the park that me and Pete played on. The only problem was it was the exact same park. So they raised money and renovated the whole thing, and it's so amazing now. It's ADA certified. I get so happy every time I drive by it when I'm going to my parents' house, and there are just 50 young kids just meeting at the park and playing basketball, playing on the swings, and it's truly it's amazing. So all the money raised on November 3rd will be to maintain the park so that it doesn't happen where, you know, families want to go play and it's still the same park from 1988.
Well, that's awesome.
All right, so give us is there one place that we can go to find all the events that are happening?
Sure.
And how to give money?
Yep, PeteFrates.com. Easiest way, or our Facebook page, Team Freight Train on Facebook.
Perfect. Oh,
I thought it was going to be like ampersand _. I thought, okay. No. So
GeoCities?
A little bit advanced. We got some social media savvy people.
It was at once an AOL account.
Yeah. So. When you've raised almost a $500 million, I say that you upgrade on the website a little bit. So.
All right. So PeteFrates.com. Andrew, thank you so much for coming in as always, sir.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Enjoy your work trip. That I heard you're talking about?
Yeah, I got to go to Phoenix for a trade show.
Yeah, it's just the worst.
I've never been.
Oh, dude, Phoenix this time of year is awesome.
No, terrible.
Oh, are you kidding
worst
me?
Place in the planet.
Phoenix in the fall and the winter is awesome.
I want to golf when I'm out there.
It's a great place to golf.
One of my best buddies just decided on his bachelor party is going to be in Scottsdale next year, so I'll get the lay of the land while I'm out there.
Yeah.
Well, there's good looking. I'm sure
Phoenix sucked for you. Well, Phoenix sucked for you because we were staying by the airport. We had to go all the way to the Super Bowl, and we had to be in at like 3 in the morning.
It's one of the worst weeks of my life that just for nothing like bad happening. It's one of the worst weeks of my life. I'll never go back to that place again. Flat, stupid. Got to drive through the dumb desert to get anywhere.
Phoenix rules. You'll love it.
We had a nice meal in Scottsdale, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was a real fun night, too.
That was a great night.
I had Tango yelling at me. All right.
Rich, I'll get recommendations from you. I don't know.
My advice is get a bottle in a hotel room and take a nap. All right. We'll be back here at the headlines.
To watch.
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what have we not gotten to today?
Man, it has got to be tough being Taco Fall. When we interviewed him at Celtics Media Day, we learned that he never really had his own car because they were always too small. On top of that, he had to constantly cancel Ubers that would show up because once they'd get there, he'd realize the car was too small and he wouldn't fit in it. He said, thank goodness they now have that feature on there where you can see what kind of cars picks you up. So what he would have to do is have to get a car for the Uber, submit for it, and then when the picture came up, he would just have to either cancel it or go, okay, this one fits me.
We got a car service a couple weeks ago, and it was a minivan that was so gnarly, like the seatbelts didn't work. And so I'm like, all right, I'm just leaving. And Stephanie had a water, and he's like, it's getting on the seats. It's getting on the seats. And I'm like, you can't strap the kids in. I can't take this car. And then guess what? My rating went down.
Because you said that. Well, that's, I mean, they really have no right to do that. The one thing that I has made my rating go down is there'll be times where I'll get a rideshare service, and it'll say it'll be there in 4 minutes, and then it will just change to like 12 or 13. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, no. And I'll notice there's like a cab across the street, so I'll cancel it. And I like, there's been times where I've been charged for that too, yep, as well.
They charge you. They charge you like $4.
No, I think that if you don't get the car in the time that it says that you're supposed to get it, then you should have no kind of penalty.
Word life.
Word. But with Taco Fall, not only does he have a hard time with that, but he also have a hard time doing things that we just don't even think about, like hitting his head on low ceilings. And I'm not talking about going to go visit a friend of yours that might be on the bottom floor of like a brownstone where you got a duck. No, this happened at the Celtics training facility. As a matter of fact, he was washing his hands and didn't notice a low ceiling and hit his head so hard that the next morning he woke up and didn't feel right and is out now with a concussion.
Yeah, there's no advantage to being that tall. It's a curse. I mean, it really is. It sucks. I don't care if you make $10 million playing basketball. It's not worth it. I bet you he'd give $10 million to be shorter. And look, I hope he has a great life. He seems like a great person, but I mean, it just sucks. I mean, getting around like that is like a handicap.
I was talking to somebody about Shaquille O'Neal, and they're like, well, he was a big guy. I'm like, well, first of all, Taco was taller, but still, Shaquille was huge. And they said, what did he drive in? I'm like, well, you remember, he got his own custom-made Mack truck.
Remember that? Rich and I went to a Celtic game together, mm-hmm. went out in the player's parking lot before they built the mall.
It's when you could see it.
It's when you could see it. We went out there. Shaq had this big truck with a Superman logo in front, and we were stepping up on the running boards. So like, oh, my God, this thing was fantastic.
All right, so if you you know all these guys that are getting their heights taken without shoes now, and they're all down about an inch?
Right, right.
Like, if you got Shaquille down an inch, he could be 6'11 and a half or 7 feet tall. I mean, Taco Fall's 7'6".
Yeah.
I mean, there's a huge difference.
Oh, no one's saying there isn't.
I mean it's like a handicap.
Yes.
It sucks. I mean, I feel really bad for him.
What was Yao's height?
He was 7'5". Okay. He was supposedly 7'5". I guess he'd be shorter now.
He was manufactured, too. Did you hear, like they say in China, they gave him hormones like when they saw he was going to be tall?
That's always kind of been the rumor. And but with him, another thing he mentioned in the interview that I thought was interesting is that you can never be anonymous. Like everywhere you go, everyone's looking at you. You can't blend.
That forces your personality a certain way, too. I mean, it depends on how you are and how you handle public appearance. But
can you imagine flying?
Yeah, no, Taco.
It's like Andre the Giant, and he's bigger than Andre the Giant by like a foot.
Yeah, although I wonder if he could fit like sitting in the actual chair, because Andre the Giant was so wide too that he wouldn't be able to do it.
There's not a chair on a plane anywhere that can fit a guy like that.
I mean, your knees are up in your mouth.
Anywhere.
It's just everything's uncomfortable. Everything is not built for you. Everything is just a pain.
Yeah.
It's horrible for your bones. It's terrible for your ligaments. I mean, it's just everything. I hope I made everyone feel good on a Friday. So next time you laugh at Taco Fall, think of what you're doing. John in Vegas.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, what's happening, John? Long time no hear.
Yeah, I actually want to do something a little different, if you'll allow me to. I have two quick items of self-promotion, if that's all right with you guys.
You've earned it.
All right, well, tomorrow at West End Johnny's on Portland Street in Boston, the Chief and the Bruins Avengers are putting on a charity event for, I believe it's the Shriners Hospital, something for sick kids. But and there'll be Bruins Avengers, Nora, Pasta Joe, myself, be a lot of random characters around there. So I hope everybody will come out and, support sick kids, I guess.
All right. Excellent. And by the way, Pasta Joe wanting to get a Wheaties tattoo.
Yes, we'll have to find a way to make that happen. And John from Vegas, any final words?
Yes, and the second thing, I use Twitter when I want to organize larger things, and I've noticed lately that Sarge gets very upset when you unfollow him on Twitter. So I encourage everyone out there, please unfollow Sarge. You can still follow Jimmy Stewart for all your wrestling stuff. Just go ahead and unfollow Sarge if you could.
All right, John from Vegas has said it.
Uh-huh.
Go back in your mom's basement.
He gets points for creativity, man. Seriously.
Go down in your mom's basement. Chief Wanamakem cheer. Hello.
Oh boy.
Hey, good morning, boys. How you doing?
Hey.
You had one of my guys, you had Spike King in there. He's part of the Legion of Super Friends.
Yeah, he said he was an ancillary member. He said he wasn't there all the time.
Of the Bruins Avengers.
Yeah, not all the time, but he's done some events. We've done some charity events together. And, I appreciate you guys putting John on to mention the event tomorrow for Shriners Hospital. If everybody can come out, it would be fantastic. It's a Halloween party, all ages. West End Johnny's has been fantastic, and they're opening up early just for us. And once the party's over, it's going to roll right over into the pregame for the Bruins game. So it should be a blast down there all day.
Okay, so it's Chief want to make them cheer. It's is Bruins Hulk Hogan going to be there? Who else is there?
There's probably going to be about two dozen or so different alter egos that are going to be there.
Xanadu, is he going to be there?
Xanadu is out of town right now.
Yeah, he's out of town. He's 6 feet
and
under.
Big scary man guy. You know, God bless him. Just got married last weekend, so. He's off the hook.
It's going to make people who are alone very...
Everybody else is going to be there.
All right, thanks, Chief. Okay, right.
I appreciate it. That's awesome.
By the way, if you want to follow me on Instagram, @FredTudger, morning motivations, I want to become an influencer on Instagram.
Can I read your latest motivation?
Yeah, if you want to read both of them,
I
put one yesterday and one today.
All right. You can also go to Tutcher and Rich Official.
And you can
see
my face dandruff that coats the wheel of my car.
Okay, so this one is from yesterday. It says... a lot of people give up. They make excuses why they can't. Not this guy. 20 miles on the bike this morning with a 10K thrown in for pleasure. All this before the show, which I rocked, but you already knew that. So for those who aren't surprised, if you're new to my Instagram, you will learn soon. #morninginspiration.
Yeah, so...
the smile you just gave made my day.
Well, because I know I follow people on Instagram that they do that unironically.
Well, that would be Mark Wahlberg.
Or John Joseph from the Cro-Mags. A lot of people.
The next one, this is from this morning. You want a car that goes 179 and still purrs like a kitty sitting on a warm dryer? One word for you, Chief. Hustle. When I'm not rocking the airwaves, I'm out flipping houses and kissing spouses. Thinking about bringing back Coyote Ugly Bars. #morningmotivation. Coyote Bars, they dance on the... Oh, and look at this. Who thought they'd ever dance on the bar?
I know. I just remember they hired all these hot chicks in Atlanta to go to Coyote Ugly. And they're like, this bar sucks.
Well, in Vegas, they had one. And I'm like, do you understand the kind of bars you can go to in Vegas? Like, having a girl just dance on a bar because it's getting crazy is about as low on the lame scale as you can get.
Yeah, it's like, I can get sex for $5.
By the way, somebody just tweeted, that was great. Sarge unfollowed.
Very good. All right, so we'll find out what's going on with Zoe and Bertrand. Be right back. 985 The Sports Hub, we're Tutcher and Rich. I told one of the contestants in our contest at 8 o'clock, MikeMcCarthyComedy.com is his website. And if you missed any of the show... check out the podcast at 985thesportshub.com or on the Sports Hub app.
Okay, so not John, or John from Vegas just called in and was saying, you know, you should unfollow Sarge because it drives him crazy. And I immediately get this text, and from Sarge, and he goes, what, too good to retweet me? And I was like, when did you tweet me? And he goes, about a minute ago, and I looked.
Sarge hates him.
And he had tweeted, and he goes, pretty weird when you have a stalker in your case. So I retweeted him. And then immediately to that, I see James Stewart tweet something that's him unfollowing Sarge. So even James Stewart has unfollowed Sarge.
Yeah, right. I got a stalker. Yeah. Great comedy out of my image.
I'm still on team Sarge for the announcer for the Bruins.
I'm on team. If you want to go out there for no money, have fun.
I want him to do it. So he's like sit in front and throw tomatoes.
Just in the ninth floor, just talk him.
Hey, kid.
Listen, if that's how you want to spend your evenings, my friend, God bless you.
Well, that was an interesting morning with the that crew you had in here.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
For those individuals out there like that have something to say to Felger and Maz, they're actually on remote today, 2 to 6 at Hurricanes. They love having people around. So if you need to tell them anything or that seem like those types have much to do from 2 to 6,
mm-hmm.
You got to kill 4 hours and just stand there and stare at Tony. It's and he's only like one of those little ropes holding you back. Carrying much air.
Hey. One of the guys from today might show up.
You just never know. That's all.
And now with confidence, with a pair of tickets in his pocket and been on the radio.
I mean, you already got the tickets.
Yeah, they're not going to take him away from you.
That guy said he's going to beat Peter Schrager's ass. So.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. He was that, John?
Sarge is down 5 guys in the last 30 seconds.
I'm going to unfollow him right now.
#unfollow Sarge is trending.
The numbers are decreasing right in front of me.
I'd unfollow him, but I don't follow him.
Well, there's people who are following him just to unfollow him.
I can't believe this
people
is happening.
People are saying that.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. Well, you'll be laughing when I'm doing pub night at Woodland Country Club tomorrow.
when I'm doing pub trivia.
Everyone's like, just follow Sarge so I can then unfollow him again.
Yeah, I'll be laughing all the way to the bank.
Shut up, pal.
Everyone's like, anything for John from Vegas.
Be doing pub trivia. So there you go. If you want to go to Woodland Country Club, you'll be doing pub trivia on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. So all right. So, Zoe, you have got to be looking forward to the absolute bed crappage of Baker Mayfield this weekend. I mean, this has got to be something that I'm going to be able to hear it in your voice if he ends up pulling anything close to Sam Darnold did during the broadcast, that you will not be able to contain your excitement.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a team that's had their tires pumped all summer, and like they read it, they believed it, they literally thought people were talking about two teams being undefeated this time, going up against each other in this 4:30 game, and CBS is going to protect it. That's a big one. Not so big anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think Sam Darnold's broken for his career?
No.
Thank you.
By the way, he's been handling everything perfect. Did you hear him yesterday saying
the reason they liked him?
They were saying, you know, are you worried about the whole seeing ghosts thing? And he goes, if that's a thing that I'm worried about, then I got a lot more things I need to worry about that are bigger than that.
Yeah, nothing like fighting with your coach. I was like, no, coach, it's not cover two. I thought I saw something different. No, yeah, I blew it. They got me confused.
It sucks because I like him.
He owned it.
Yeah, he did.
We didn't like him. It's not like he's going to do anything anytime soon.
I'd take him over Baker Mayfield right now.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, please. Baker Mayfield with that nice wet ball, getting all confused.
Don't go see Felger and Mass.
Yeah, they're going to, you know, yeah, you're right. Those ropes are, like, real thin. What's it say? Who's it from?
The big guy.
Thomas?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't care.
Yeah, what's he got to worry about?
Yeah, what's he got to care about?
Stop.
Felger can bitch all day.
Yeah.
Just get on a plane and leave.
Just get a little nervous.
All right.
Just make him nervous. Don't touch him.
I didn't say to touch him. I'm just linger about.
Philly Lady just tweeted, imagine texting someone and asking them if they're too good to retweet you.
You know what?
And to that, Sarge just replied.
I'm unfollowing Sarge right now.
All right. Well, Sarge was very heavy in high school.
He's down another 25 guys.
All right. Everyone have a great weekend. Bye.
From the Town Fair Time.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. MA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.